Well, Christine, how are things going on in Silver City?
It's great this week, Edmundo.
Well, let's get to some of the headlines, that stories that you are working on, including an armed robbery that did not end quite like the robber had intended.
That is correct. So Sunday morning, just before Family Dollar opened, the clerk was leaving to take the deposit to the bank, and he was robbed at gunpoint. The robber might have gotten away had he not discovered that he locked his keys in his car.
So what happened? I mean, this just seems so comical, if not, it is disturbing, the fact that there was an armed robbery.
Disturbing and funny and sad all at the same time. But apparently, after he allegedly robbed the clerk of Family Dollar, he wandered off since he could not get away in his car because his keys were in it. And while the police had come to the Albertsons shopping plaza looking for him after they were alerted to the armed robbery, he walked out of Albertsons into an officer and mentioned that he needed help because he locked his keys in his car. The officer recognized him as the suspect that they saw on surveillance robbing the clerk.
So he got arrested.
He did, yes. And they recognized him, and they recognized that the clothes that he was wearing, and they found the clothes he was wearing, the deposit, and a BB gun that he used to hold up the clerk underneath the wheel of his vehicle.
Interesting. Never a dull moment in Silver
City,
for sure. Well, let's get on to something that's a little bit more on the more serious side. The hospital CEO has resigned. What does that mean for the hospital?
Well, we don't know yet. He's been the CEO for 3 years, Brian Cunningham. He was promoted from within. He resigned, submitted his letter of resignation. The hospital is now seeking an interim CEO and a new CEO, but there's going to be more changes than just the CEO at the hospital. They're facing real financial problems with cutbacks in Medicare and Medicaid, and we believe there's a plan that the CEO introduced to move the hospital to a critical access hospital, which is a different status for rural hospitals, and it means fewer beds. We have to wait and see what the board is going to decide. The CEO will be working through the next 60 days, so into the end of January, through the end of, he has to give a 60-day notice as per his contract.
Okay, so we'll be following up on that. Now, this is a developing story, but Western New Mexico University looking to send some students to Standing Rock.
Yes, they just held a fundraiser with a local area blues musician and also Native American, C.W. Ion, who's from Reserve, New Mexico, at the Native American Club here at Western New Mexico University. They raised about $500 and a couple hundred more. They're trying to send about 5 to 6 students up to the protest at Standing Rock. But, of course, every day things change there. So we're kind of taking a wait-and-see approach. If they do send students, they'll be leaving Sunday, and we may be sending our reporter, Benjamin Fisher, with them.
Sounds good. Keep us up to date to what is going on in the Silver City area. Thank you very much, Christine.
Thank you, Edmundo. Bye-bye.